जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 6 द लिबरेशन ऑफ सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य वर्स नंबर 104। सुवर्ण वर्णो हेमांगो वरांग चंदनांगदी संन्यास कृच्छम शांतो निष्ठा शांति परायण। स्वर्ण वर्णो हेमांगो वरांग चंदनान गदी संन्यास कृच्छम शांतो निष्ठा शांति परायण। स्वर्ण वर्णो हेमांगो वरांग चंदनान गदी संन्यास कृच्छम शांतो निष्ठा शांति परायण। प्लीज रिसाइट। स्वर्ण वर्ण हेमांगो चंदनागति न्यासम शांतो निष्ठा शांति परायण। स्वर्ण वर्ण हेमांगो वरांग चंदनान गदी संन्यासम शांतो निष्ठा शांति परायण। माता जी स्वर्ण वर्ण हुज कॉम्प्लेक्शन इज लाइक गोल्ड हेम अंग हैविंग अ बॉडी लाइक मोल्टन गोल्ड वर अंग whose body is very beautifully constructed, Chandanangadi, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, Sannyaskrit, accepting the renounced order of life, Shama, self-controlled, Shanta, peaceful, Nishtha, firmly fixed, Shanti, bringing peace by propagating the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Parayana, always in the ecstatic mood of devotional service. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the Lord, in the incarnation of Gaur Sundar, has a golden complexion. Indeed, his entire body, which is very nicely constituted, is like molten gold. Sandalwood pulp is smeared all over his body. He will take the fourth order of spiritual life, sannyas, and will be very much self-controlled. He will be distinguished from Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service and will spread the Sankirtan movement. Purport: Gopinath Acharya quoted this verse from the Mahabharata's Vishnu Sahasra Nam Stotra. Om Agyantimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 6, Verse Number 104, Translation. So I like to read 103 also. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pango Sastra Parshadam Yagne Sankirtan Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, those who are intelligent perform the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this age, always describing the glories of Krishna. That incarnation is yellowish in hue and is always associated with his plenary expansion such as Sri Nityananda Prabhu and personal expansion such as Gadadhar, as well as his devotees and associates such as Swarup Damodar. Next, the Lord, in the incarnation of Gaur Sundar, has a golden complexion. Indeed, his entire body, which is very nicely constituted, is like molten gold. Sandalwood pulp is smeared all over his body. He will take the fourth order of spiritual life, sannyas, and will be very much self-controlled. He will be distinguished from Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service and will spread the Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada mentioned his postgraduate study in Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, where there are so many wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Gaur Leela. They say Gaur Leela includes Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela does not include Gaur Leela. But Gaur Leela includes Krishna Leela. So superset, superior, more information is there, more sweetness is there, more opulence is there. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned that the day will come when people will learn Bengali language only to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that's already happening. Many devotees, including Western devotees, have studied Bengali language and they read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Prabhupada said, though we read English translation, which Prabhupada has given excellent, Prabhupada himself said, but if you read Bengali, it's more sweet. The verses given by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, even if we don't understand the language, but when we read the verses, it's more sweet. Like in Prasadam Hall we read the verse also, and we read the translation also. And I don't know those who hear, but those who read, they will tell that it's very nice reading that verse and then the translation and the purport. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is very great literature. And today we are discussing the liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very great scholar. Bhattacharya, there is Pandit, there is Vipra, there is Acharya, And this Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya is a very big title for a person who is very great scholar. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, he in his initial days went to Navdeep. At that time Navdeep was place of learning. All the major scholars, major teachers, major subject experts, they would stay in Navdeep and have their schools, gurukuls, and they'll teach their subjects. So Sarvam Bhattacharya came to Navdeep and he studied all the branches of knowledge. And he became very expert in Vedanta, especially Sharirik Bhashya, the commentary on Vedanta Sutra given by Shankaracharya. And then he came to Puri, and there he would teach. Even sannyasis from various mathas of Shankaracharya would come to learn Vedanta from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was just a householder, was a grihastha. He was a big scholar all over Bharatvarsh. He would be appreciated for his scholarship, for his logic, for his grammar, for his compositions, for his explanations, for his presentations, and for giving very strong arguments proving various aspects of Mayavad philosophy, various aspects of Sharirik Bhashya. So he was a well-respected personality, staying in Puri, very close to King Pratap Rudra. And here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who at the age of 24, he took sannyas and then he left his village, he left his house, because sannyasi doesn't stay at his place. It is spiritual suicide, material suicide, social suicide, no relationships, no name is changed, surname is changed, material relationships are over, the address where he was born is over, the house, he doesn't come back again, it's all over, it's kind of suicide, finish, a new life starts. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, searching for Krishna, practicing devotional service, absorbed in Krishna. But somehow Lord Nityanand, he tricked him and brought him to Shantipur at the house of Advaita Acharya, where Mother Sachi also came, and she was crying, seeing the shaven head of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took sannyas without permission, without blessings of his mother. Being a stubborn, he just took sannyas. But now he has already taken sannyas. Mother Sachi cannot say reverse it, grow your hair again. Not acceptable in the society. Somebody takes sannyas, then again he becomes householder, not so respectful in the society. So Mother Sachi now cannot tell him, give him order to reverse. But she said, you don't go in Vrindavan. How are you there? What are you doing there? I will not get any news. May I request you? You stay in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri is close by to Navdeep, but away from Navdeep. So when you stay in Jagannath Puri, your sannyas rule that you should not stay in your own home will also get fulfilled. You are not staying in Navdeep or nearby. At the same time, Jagannath Puri is so close by that many devotees, many visitors keep going from Navdeep, Mayapur to Jagannath Puri up and down. So I will keep getting your news. Sachi Mata said, Jagannath Puri and Navdeep, Mayapur are just two rooms of the same house. It's like that, very close. So you stay in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I will accept your order. I will stay in Jagannath Puri. And then with four or five devotees, Nityanand Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Mukundat, and other, he went to Jagannath Puri. There on the way, Lord Nityanand, there is a famous pastime where he broke his sannyas danda, because Lord Nityanand is thinking, he is the master of the universes, all universes are inside his body, and he is carrying a danda. That doesn't look good. So Nityanand Prabhu broke it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got very angry. He He said, the only possession I have is my danda, and you broke that also, I will not travel with you. Not a good traveler, not a good companion. You broke my danda. So either you go first, or I'll go first. But we'll not go together. So Lord Nityananda said, Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, you go, we will come behind you. And that is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started walking very fast, and he alone reached Jagannath Mandir, Lord Jagannath's temple at Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager, highly excited, full with loving ecstasy to see the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attraction for the form of Lord Jagannath is so great that in Antyalila there is one pastime. Once Advaita Acharya, he came in the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees. And Advaita Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always be having a friendly debate, tricking each other, defeating each other. You know, that kind of relationship they had. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Advaita, from where are you coming? Advaita said, I am coming after seeing Lord Jagannath, the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath, the transcendental Satchidanand Vigraha of Lord Jagannath. Said Advaita, after seeing Lord Jagannath, what did you do? He said, I came here to meet you. Chaitanya said, no, after seeing Lord Jagannath and before meeting me, what did you do? He said, I did parikrama of Lord Jagannath. Four times I did parikrama of Lord Jagannath. Chaitanya started laughing. He said, you are defeated today. Advaita Acharya said, defeated? Why defeated? Chaitanya said, whenever I go to see Lord Jagannath, I don't do parikrama. Because when you do parikrama, for some moments, you are behind. You can't see the beautiful face of Lord Jagannath. So that time is wasted of your life. So you are defeated today. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so eager, so excited, so attracted to the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. So when first time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri, very eagerly he went, and when he saw Lord Jagannath, he wanted to embrace him. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani, who after long separation, when she gets an opportunity to come in contact with Krishna, she has lots of ecstatic emotions in her body, lots of feelings in her body. At one point she is shy, another point she is very eager to embrace the Lord. So the shyness pulls her behind and the eagerness pushes her forward. You know, sometimes we see Lord Jagannath pulling and pushing going on. So that's not just bodily, that's very internal emotions, where their shyness is pulling and eagerness is pushing him forward. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to embrace Lord Jagannath, but before he could even reach, he fell unconscious right on the floor of the temple. And there were tears in his eyes and trembling in the body, and hairs were standing, and all the types of ecstatic emotions which an advanced devotee exhibits in a very mature stage of bhav, mature stage of devotional service, were visible in his body. But the watchman there, who saw this, he thought that some person is coming and disturbing the visitors, disturbing the temple atmosphere. They in fact went to beat him, that why are you disturbing? And there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who saw such a beautiful, golden, handsome form. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is quite tall. Shaved head, very nice golden body, sannyas cloth, broad chest, lotus petal-like eyes, and wearing a nice garland. Very attractive, very beautiful. So seeing such a beautiful sannyasi, young sannyasi, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also got attracted. Now this is special. So many people would be coming to Jagannath Puri. So many sannyasis also will be coming to Jagannath Puri to take darshan of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. But Swami Bhattacharya got attracted to this particular sannyasi because he is so beautiful. Chaitanya preached with his beauty. Didn't even need to give any lecture. Just by his beauty he preached. So Swami Bhattacharya came at that spot. He forbade the watchman, don't touch, don't beat. He could understand, this is not ordinary situation. This is a very great personality, Mahatma, a great soul who is exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, bhav, mahabhav, superlative symptoms he is exhibiting of love of Godhead. So he arranged that nobody touches that body, nobody comes near, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is lying unconscious. And Swarupa Bhattacharya waiting there, protecting him. This is indirectly he performs service to the Lord. A couple of hours passed, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still unconscious, and it was time to do the offering, and there were visitors. So Swarupa Bhattacharya thought, this is going to take time, no use waiting here. With the help of his disciples and some staff of the temple, he carried the form, the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him to his own house. Thinking that when he is conscious, then we will take care further. His house is very near to Jagannath Mandir. Even today, one who visits Jagannath Puri can go to what now is monastery of Ganga Mata Goswamini. One can go there and see the house of Swarupa Bhattacharya. So there in a very pure, sanctified, cool room, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very softly put down, and Swarupa Bhattacharya was a bit afraid that the sannyasi has died, because there was no bodily movements, and when you breathe, your abdomen goes up and down. That also was not happening. No sound is coming. We are carrying him and he doesn't know what is happening. So Swarupa Bhattacharya took some cotton and put it in front of his nostrils. It little bit moved. So he thought, yes. He was hopeful that he will come back conscious. So meanwhile, the second party, Lord Nityanand, Mukundat and others, they reach Jagannath Puri. And as soon as they reach, they didn't go to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. They started searching, where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because they were eager to join him first. And at the Simhadwar, outside Jagannath Mandir, people were talking. It was a breaking news there, that a sannyasi came, very golden, very beautiful, golden color body, Gaur Sundar. Sundar is beautiful, Gaur is gold. Golden beauty, very tall, young, handsome. You know, a young boy taking sannyas is very attractive. At age 24, somebody takes sannyas. Even our young brahmacharis with effulgent faces and shaved head and tilak, wearing nice saffron cloth, they go out for book distribution or for preaching. People see, right? At least once they turn again and see, said, who is this boy? It's very attractive. Renunciation is an opulence. One of the six opulences of Krishna, one is renunciation, which makes Krishna all attractive. So somebody who has wealth is attractive. But somebody who kicks wealth is also attractive. So young brahmacharis, young sannyasis, who have everything in life, but they kick it to join ISKCON, they also attractive. That also is attractive quality. If wealth and diamond is attractive, then kicking them is more attractive. Right? Like there was a famous book, Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Became famous. You know, once I was invited in one management school to give a class. So the dean introduced me. This is a monk who sold his Ferrari. And before I started the class, I said, I am sorry, I disagree with you. I didn't sold my Ferrari. I kicked my Ferrari. Because sold means again you got money, you know. It's not renunciation. Sold means you got return something. So renunciation doesn't mean you carry money.
So very attractive, young, handsome sannyasi, golden color body, suddenly coming as a visitor and falling unconscious on the floor. This became breaking news. And then who is taking care? Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who is a big scholar and big famous personality in Jagannath Puri. He is taking care of that visitor. So everybody was talking about it. So Nityanand Prabhu Mukundat, they heard from the crowd and they could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. At that time, Gopinath Acharya, who was a relative brother-in-law of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and who is also from Navadvip, he came there. He knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Navadvip. He was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he knew Mukundatta, Gaonwala, from the same village. So as soon as he saw Mukundatta, he was surprised and very joyful. And Mukundatta offered obeisances to Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya embraced him. He said, "I am so happy to see you. How come you are here today?" Mukundatta said, "We came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is right in this puri." And Gopinath Acharya was very happy that my Lord, my Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself has come. So then he saw Nityanand Prabhu, very effulgent Nityanand Prabhu, Avdhuta. He paid obeisances to Nityanand Prabhu and again asked, "Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" And Mukundatta said, "From this crowd, we could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. They are saying one young sannyasi, tall, handsome, golden in body, came here and he fell unconscious. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya carried him to his house." So tall, young, handsome, falling unconscious, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's characteristics. So Gopinath Acharya said, yes, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya stays nearby. I know his house. So Mukundatta said, "We'll first go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's house. Then we'll come back again and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. First Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So they all went to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's house. Gopinath Acharya saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lying unconscious on the floor. He became very unhappy that my Lord is lying unconscious. But he became joyful. At least he got darshan. You know, sometimes in life it happens. You have hot sweet rice, very happy, sweet rice, but very hot, cannot take, sad. Especially if you put it in your mouth by a mistake. Can't swallow it, can't spit it. So it's like that, happy, sad. So he was happy to see the Lord, but sad that he is unconscious. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya invited all the devotees, "Please come inside." He saw Nityanand Prabhu, so effulgent body, all the symptoms of great soul. He paid obeisances to Lord Nityanand. And then he told Gopinath Acharya, "Look, I think everything is fine. This personality is fine. These are ecstatic symptoms. You all please go and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And after that you come back. This personality will take some time." Because Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was a very great scholar. And he had read about all this. He has read that only Nitya Siddhas, eternally liberated souls, very great personalities, can have such ecstatic symptoms in their body that they see Krishna or chant Krishna's name and tears come from their eyes, hair stand, body trembles, they get stunned, bodily colors change, and some even leave their body, death occurs. They fall unconscious, sometimes they become mad, they laugh, they cry, they jump, they dance. So these are not ordinary symptoms. And this is not ordinary personality. Somebody who has attained Krishna Prem, love of Godhead, Mahabhav. So very respectfully, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was taking care. So he told, "This personality will take time to come back conscious. You please all go to take darshan of Lord Jagannath." So they all went. Lord Nityanand, he saw Lord Jagannath. He was so happy. He almost fainted. Then the devotees caught him and the pujari, he brought garland, prasadam, and they were so happy taking the darshan of the Lord. Just by taking, like we come to see Radha Rasbihari, just by taking darshan we feel nice. So many people come, so many visitors come, and they may not have a very good experience in life every time. Their hearts may be burning with so many distress, you know, stress, distress, mistress, too much in life. So their hearts must be burning outside, so many bad experiences, so many bitter experiences. But as soon as they come and see Radha Ras Bihari, the heart becomes cool, so nice. Sheetal, they call, cooling effect. Like the full moon, sometimes Purnima full moon, you go to terrace, you feel cooling effect. Same cooling effect millions of times when you see Radha Ras Bihari. You all have seen Purnima moon, very beautiful, golden, white, very cooling. It is said that if you multiply this beauty, this cooling beauty of Purnima moon with millions, millions, then you will understand the beauty of the toe, of the lotus feet, of the toes, nails, tip. The tip of the nail of the toe of lotus feet of Krishna is millions of times more beautiful and more cooling than the Purnima moon. So beautiful. And what to speak about his face. So anytime you feel there is burning heart, come and see Radha Ras Bihari. Anytime there is stress, come and see Radha Ras Bihari. Anytime there is misery, come and see Radha Ras Bihari. And if everything is fine, come and see Radha Ras Bihari. Don't wait for distress to come. So they saw Lord Jagannath, so cooling, so beautiful, so happy. And then they came back to Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still unconscious. Then they all started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As soon as Kirtan started, the holy name entered the ears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became conscious. And as soon as he became conscious, the first syllable, the first sound coming out of his mouth was Hari Hari. And everybody was so happy. Sarvam Bhattacharya was so happy. And immediately Sarvam Bhattacharya said to all the devotees, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, may I request you, please go and take your midday bath, afternoon bath, near the ocean, and then come back. I invite all of you, please take lunch prasad in my house. Then all the devotees and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately went to the ocean. They took a quick bath and then they came. Sarvam Bhattacharya had arranged very nice sitting arrangements. He made everybody sit. He offered special Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. He got it from the mandir. And in golden plates, golden bowls and golden cups, he offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Nityanand Prabhu and all the devotees, and personally served them. Sarvam Bhattacharya was a very good brahmana. He would often invite sannyasis to his house and serve them. Even if sannyasis are younger than him, but he would invite. That is how a householder becomes perfect in varnashram, by serving brahmacharis or sannyasis, by serving renounced order people, by feeding them prasadam. So he gave nice rice, nice sabji, nice sweets to all the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very humble, very simple. He said, look, you only give boiled vegetables to me. The sweets and all you give to my associates, they like it. I will take only boiled vegetables. Sarvam Bhattacharya folded his hands and said, my dear sir, today you eat as Lord Jagannath has eaten. Next time you would eat only boiled vegetables. But today you eat all this sweet. They are very nice. Please taste them. Your first time come to Puri. You know, even if you are full, we feel first time come to Puri or first day of the yatra, oh, some Mahaprasad, you know, some taste we want. So he had very nicely. And then he escorted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a nice room, made him lie down. And with his permission, he and Gopinath Acharya, they went and ate their prasad. Sarvam Bhattacharya was getting very attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Gopinath Acharya, who is this sannyasi? Do you know his purva ashram? What was his before sannyas? Because he is so humble, so meek, and above all so beautiful, that every moment my affection for him is going on increasing. Sarvam Bhattacharya is not a Vaishnava at that time. He doesn't know this is Krishna, but still is getting attracted to Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. So attractive that all jivas, all living entities, they get attracted to Krishna. In Vrindavan we see even demons who came to kill Krishna would get attracted to Krishna. When Krishna jumped in the Kaliya lake, such a big tumultuous sound happened that Kaliya was very agitated, very angry that who is attacking my house. So he came out. And when he came out, he saw the beautiful boy with yellow dhoti, peacock feather, flute, blackish body, curly hair, nice lotus petal like eye, soft body. He said, oh, such a beautiful boy. So even Kaliya, who was envious, angry, violent, when he saw Krishna for that moment, he appreciated his beauty. But he was so unfortunate, instead of paying Dandavat Pranam, he attacked him with his poison. Even in Mathura, when Krishna came out to Kalyavan, who had seized Mathura from all the sides, he came out alone with four-handed form. Kalyavan appreciated such a beautiful personality. So even demons, they appreciate Krishna's beautiful form. So and that beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was increasing the affection of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he asked Gopinath Acharya that this sannyasi is so beautiful, my affection is going on increasing for this beautiful, humble person. What is this Purva Ashram? So Gopinath Acharya said that in his Purva Ashram, he is son of Jagannath Mishra, a Brahmana, who in turn is son of Nilambar Chakravarti of Navadeep. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, Nilambar Chakravarti? I know him. He was very good friend of my father, Maheshwar. And my father used to highly respect Jagannath Mishra, the son of Nilambar Chakravarti. So Sarvam Bhattacharya became more affectionate that there is some connection. Generally if you meet somebody and suddenly you come to know there is some family connection, then you feel more affectionate and give more prasad to that person. So he was more affectionate. Then he asked Gopinath Acharya, but he has taken sannyas at such a young age, 24 years, and that too such a handsome body. It's not easy to maintain sannyas. Because in young age the senses are very powerful and they get attracted to sense objects very frequently. And if you are handsome, then sense objects will more come to you. Women get attracted. So he is such a handsome, beautiful form and he is so young. How will he maintain his sannyas? From whom he has taken sannyas? So Gopinath Acharya said he has taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati, Bharati Sampradaya, which is part of Adi Shankaracharya's math. Adi Shankaracharya established so many maths, and in their sannyas system there are 12 different categories of sannyasis. And they are categorized into first class, second class and third class sannyasis. So Bharati was considered second class. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said he is very humble. That's why he has kept his name Chaitanya. Generally, in Bharati Sampradaya, one who are brahmacharis, they will keep their name Chaitanya. And when they take sannyas, they will change the name from Chaitanya to whatever name they get, Tirtha or Bharati, like Sri Keshav Bharati. If somebody is Sri Keshav Bharati, then as an assumption, they would be Sri Keshav Chaitanya before sannyas. So Chaitanya title would be used by brahmacharis and Bharati title will be used by sannyasis. But Sarvam Bhattacharya observed that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not given up his title of a brahmachari, Chaitanya. So that shows he is still very humble personality. And he said he is very humble, he is very young, but he has taken sannyas from Bharati. That is not considered very superior. If he wishes, I will give him further sannyas in Saraswati Sampradaya, so that he gets the title of Saraswati. higher, I'll again do the process of sannyas. Again give him the mantra and give him title Saraswati. Gopinath Acharya got angry. He said, you will give him sannyas. You know who is he. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Swayam Bhagavan. He doesn't depend on this Bharti, Tirtha, Saraswati, sannyas titles. Sarvam Bhattacharya, his students were there. They got surprised. You know, somebody suddenly you call Bhagavan, you were surprised. They said, how can you say he is Bhagavan? What is the proof? We don't accept such sentimental statements. You have to logically prove that he is Bhagavan. They told Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya told, look, you cannot never understand logically. Bhagavan Krishna is not understood logically. He is understood only by causeless mercy. And this is true. Just because we know Sanskrit or English, or we are academic ability, we have academic ability, or we have intelligence, by that we cannot come to the conclusion that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. No academician can come to the conclusion that God is blue in color and he has a peacock feather and a flute. This is only when we submit ourselves to the Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Only by Krishna's causeless mercy we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no material proof that God exists. And there is no material proof that God does not exist. It's only by Krishna's causeless mercy one can understand this. We cannot see Krishna by our eyes. We can see Krishna only when he wishes, by his causeless mercy. Just like when in the evening today sun will set, it will be dark, and I want to see the sun. How can I see the sun? Can I take a torch and see the sun? Or can I take all the electricity of Mumbai and burn a lamp and see the sun? No. The only thing I can do is wait. Wait patiently till tomorrow morning. And when the sun rises, by sun's mercy, I can see the sun. There is no human endeavor we can do to see the sun at the time we want. We just have to depend on the sun to rise. And sun is considered one eye of Krishna. Now when we have no endeavor to see an eye of Krishna, what endeavor we can do to see full Krishna? We can't see him. It's only when Krishna agrees, gives his causeless mercy, he comes in front of us. So that's Krishna's causeless mercy. So Gopinath Acharya said, without his causeless mercy, you cannot understand he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. By logic you cannot understand. Even if I explain you, you will not understand. Because you don't have mercy. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, hey, wait. Okay, I don't have mercy. What is the proof that you have mercy? How can you just speak like this? He said, I understand him. That is a proof that I have mercy. And if you really want Shastras, then there is Bhagavatam, which we read today. We just read 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32, Krishna Varnam, Tvisha Krishnam. There is Bhagavatam. It talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he quoted this verse from Mahabharata, Vishnu Sahasranam, that Krishna's one form is golden in color. He comes as a sannyasi. He is always absorbed in devotional service. Swarna, golden. So he quoted this verse. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, but how can we accept? Because he is Triyug. Vishnu is famous as Triyug. Coming in only three yugas. Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. But now is Kaliyug. How comes Vishnu came in Kaliyug here? You know, Sarvam Bhattacharya, first of all, scripture say he doesn't come in Kaliyuga. Okay, even if he comes in Kaliyuga, he changes the plan, comes in my house. It's not easy, you know. Sarvam Bhattacharya cannot accept easily that first of all the scripture is wrong. He came in Kaliyuga and came in my house. He said, how can we accept him as Kaliyuga, lying unconscious, eating food? You know, the understanding of God is very different for impersonalists. So Gopinath Acharya told,
that again he told that you cannot understand this by logic. One day you saw his symptoms, you saw his body, you saw how you are getting affection for him, but still you will not understand. It's only possible by devotional service. One day by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, you will understand him. Swarupa Bhattacharya said, okay, we will continue this discussion later. Why don't you invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasad? And you take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. There is my aunt's house, Bua's house, near temple, near the ocean. Easy to walk to the temple, easy to walk to the ocean. And very solitary, nobody will disturb him. There is a nice room. You please tell him to stay there and arrange his bath items, his utensils, everything. And then you take him to Lord Jagannath and we will talk again. So Gopinath Acharya and Swarupa Bhattacharya had a very intimate relationship. Sometimes they will joke, sometimes they will insult each other, sometimes they will speak in high volume, but that was not anything, any misunderstanding. But Swarupa Bhattacharya did so much seva. He protected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought him to home, he fed him prasadam, he offered him respects, he gave his own relatives home to stay. And before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Swarupa Bhattacharya went to his room and he offered his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, Namo Narayan. That's what impersonalists say, Namo Narayan, my obeisances to Narayan, you Narayan, I am Narayan, we both Narayan. They tell each other Namo Narayan. So he said, Namo Narayan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Krishna Mati Rastu. Let your mind always be absorbed in Krishna. They are not used to all this. Swarupa Bhattacharya understood a Vaishnava Sannyasi. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was escorted to his new house, new room. He showed him where are his utensils, where is water for toilet, where are pots, everything, drinking water, bathing water, cleaning water. And then next day morning, Swarupa Bhattacharya personally took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarupa Bhattacharya, thank you very much. It was a very big obstacle for me. I came to Jagannath Mandir and fell unconscious. I don't know what that watchman would have done, but you saved me. You are my well-wisher. You are like my spiritual master. I have come to Jagannath Puri. Please, under your care, please maintain me always. Swarupa Bhattacharya said, yes, you don't go alone to Jagannath temple. You always go with me or with my son or with my men you go. Don't go alone and you stay here. I will take care of you. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that henceforth I will take darshan from Garuda's thumb, little far, so that this incident doesn't happen again and again. So Swarupa Bhattacharya went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Mandir, took nice darshan, and then there was a seat. He offered a raised seat to Sannyasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sat on a lower seat. And then Swarupa Bhattacharya said, look, you are a Sannyasi. You have taken sannyas at a very young age. Your body is still young. You are very handsome. It will not be easy to maintain sannyas. The senses are very strong. Any accident can happen. But since you have already taken it, never mind. I suggest you, you hear Vedanta Sutra. I suggest you, you hear Vedanta Sutra from me. If you hear that, then you will maintain your sannyas. The most important primary duty of sannyasi is to hear Vedanta Sutra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are my senior. Whatever you wish, I will do. Whatever you suggest, I will obey. Swarupa Bhattacharya got happy. He is ready to hear. So he spoke Vedanta Sutra. Whole day, next day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth, 7 days, every day, morning till evening, they would sit in Jagannath Mandir and Swarupa Bhattacharya will speak Vedanta Sutra. 7 days, continuous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never replied, never said yes, fine, okay. Oh, achha, good, bad, right, wrong. Not a single sound came from his mouth. He never moved his head in positive or negative. Not a single sound, not a single body language. No response he gave, just heard 7 days.
So on the eighth day, Sarvam Bhattacharya was confused. What is his response? No smile, no moving head, yes, no, nothing speaking, nothing. He said, are you understanding what I am saying?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look, I don't understand what you are saying. 7 days, huh? But I don't understand what you are saying. Because you told me, I should hear. So as a duty, I am hearing. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, okay, you don't understand. But generally, those who don't understand, they ask questions. You don't even ask questions. Chaitanya said, look, as far as Vedanta Sutra is there, I understand clearly. As far as your presentation is there, I don't understand. This was actually a big insult. Because the A1 expert teacher of Vedanta Sutra, somebody tells his presentation, I don't understand. I understand Vedanta Sutra, but I don't understand your presentation. That's a big insult. Sarvam Bhattacharya was surprised. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look, just like the sun. Sun doesn't require any purport. Sun doesn't require any durbin. Sun can be seen by sunlight. But when the clouds come, they cover the sun. And you can't see sunlight. You can't see sun. It's hazy. In the same way, Vedanta Sutra is like sun. I understand it clearly. But your explanation is like a cloud. It's covering the real meaning. It looks like you are deliberately changing the meaning and giving a misleading interpretation. And the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Ishwar, Jeev, Prakriti, these are three main items in transcendental knowledge. And all these three are different. Ishwar is different from Jeev. Ishwar is different from Prakriti. And Jeev is different from Prakriti. Those who think Ishwar and Jeev are equal, that's Mayavad. That's Mayavad. Those who think Ishwar and Prakriti are equal, that's atheism. That there is no God, all matter, material nature. And those who think Jeev and Prakriti are equal, they are foolish. Sorry. Those who think Jeev and Prakriti are equal, they are scientists. Fool number one. Life comes from matter. Jeev, Prakriti, same. Soul comes from matter. Modern scientists. They are foolish. Prabhupada said, life comes from life. And Prabhupada said, if we prove these two things, life comes from life, and Darwin's theory is wrong, the origin of life is life, we will defeat all the science. Such an important theory. But modern science says, life comes from chemicals. Soul comes from matter, Jeev is same as Prakriti. So our basic philosophy means these three differences are there. There are others also. Ishwar is different from Jeev. Jeev is different from Prakriti. And of course Ishwar is different from Prakriti. Ishwar Krishna has lots of energies, spiritual energy, tathastha, marginal energy, inferior energy, matter is inferior. All Vishnu Tattva expansions are spiritual and Jeev is marginal. And so many explanations Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started giving. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was surprised to hear such a powerful explanation, Vaishnava explanation. But Sarvam Bhattacharya was a big logician. He started giving arguments after arguments and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated all his arguments. In front of everybody. This is not privately happening. Sarvam Bhattacharya's disciples are there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are there, and Sarvam Bhattacharya is defeated. The Bhattacharya, the expert teacher of the whole Bharatvarsh, defeated. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look, it's not your fault. It is not Shankaracharya's fault also. Krishna called Shiva, Lord Shiva once, and told him, you go down. You go down on earth planet and spread Mayavad philosophy. Bewilder the atheist and give some interpretation to Vedanta Sutra which will obstruct the clear meaning of Vedanta Sutra. This was Krishna's plan. So Krishna requested Lord Shiva
Lord Shiva came as Shankaracharya and did this. So no problem. But we should understand devotional service is much higher. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted Atmaram verse, saying that even Atmaram, even those who are liberated, they get attracted to Krishna, like Sukadeva Goswami, four Kumaras. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said, please explain this verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you please explain first. Sarvam Bhattacharya got one more presentation opportunity. He was a big, he is like Brihaspati. He explained it in nine different ways. One verse in nine different ways. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarvam Bhattacharya, there is no scholar like you in this whole Bharatvarsh. He very much appreciated. Then without touching those nine different ways, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained it in 18 different ways. Later on we will see, he explained this to Sanatana Goswami in 61 different ways, one verse in 61 different ways. And at that time he told, this is just a sample, there are unlimited meanings of this verse. When Sarvam Bhattacharya heard the 18 different ways, he understood, this is God. This is one opulence of Krishna, knowledge or intelligence. Sarvam Bhattacharya initially got attracted to one opulence, which is beauty. But now he got convinced by another opulence, which is intelligence. Sarvam Bhattacharya understood this is Krishna. And immediately he paid obeisances. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with his obeisances, he showed his four-handed Vishnu form. As Sarvam Bhattacharya was completely defeated. And he started chanting the holy name of Vishnu, Hari Hari, crying, dancing like a mad boy. And all his disciples and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are laughing on him. But he is just dancing. Because he got Krishna prema. He got convinced. He got Krishna's mercy. And then he got pacified. And Gopinath Acharya was very happy. He told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you transformed him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, your mercy transformed him. Sarvam Bhattacharya told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, look, in this whole career of your preaching, in these whole years, you must have preached and converted many people. Like Jagai Madai he converted, atheist he converted. You must have preached and converted many people. But this one is Nobel Prize. This one is highest. Because after reading so much books on logic and interpretations of Vedanta Sutra like Sharirik Bhashya, my heart had become like iron and you melted it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted that iron by his humility and by his intelligence and beauty. So if we want to preach and melt others' heart, it is not going to happen just by academic excellence or presentations. We need to be very humble. A preacher should be very humble. Ready to offer all respects, not desiring any respect, and then present this message. If you are carrying a very, very, very valuable diamond, multi-crore valuable diamond, which is not yours, which belongs to your senior, say master, and you are giving it to somebody, how carefully and humbly you will carry it. In the same way, this knowledge belongs to Prabhupada, not us. And this is very valuable diamond. And we are carrying it to give to somebody else. That's preaching. So we should be very careful. We should be very careful with the product. And we should be very careful with the receiver. The diamond itself and the person who is going to receive it. Because it doesn't belong to us. We are just doing postman job. You know, in Sankirtan we send books through post. And when some books don't reach, they return back, they return in a very bad condition. And devotees don't like the postman because of that. Arre, return the book in good condition, but they throw. If you anytime see how the post office works, the way they throw the parcels from the truck and the train, it's pathetic. So we are carrying a very valuable diamond, not throwing philosophy on others, not throwing instructions on others, but giving it to a receiver so that his life changes. So very humbly, very politely, very gently, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed Sarvam Bhattacharya. And Sarvam Bhattacharya became a great Vaishnav. Next day early morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for Mangala Arati. Alone, the pujari gave garland and Mahaprasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put it in his cloth. straight went to Swarupa Bhattacharya's house. Swarupa Bhattacharya was sleeping. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, Swarupa Bhattacharya woke up. As soon as Swarupa Bhattacharya woke up, he said, Hari, Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was highly pleased that now this person has changed. And he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was surprised. Immediately put a cloth and both of them sat on the outer room. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened. He said, Swarupa Bhattacharya, I got prasad. Mahaprasad, Jagannath. Immediately said, Mahaprasad, Govinda, Nama Brahma Vaishnava, and ate it. He got very nice verses from Padma Puran, how Mahaprasad should be taken immediately after you receive. Whether it is coming from abroad, whether you have taken bath or not, whether it is stale or fresh, doesn't matter. Mahaprasad is not different from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was surprised. He said, you are a Brahmana, first you should get up, go to toilet, brush your teeth, bath, wear fresh clothes, worship Shaligram, chant Gayatri, then you should eat. That's Brahmana. And Swarupa Bhattacharya was pakka Brahmana. He would not eat without all this. But Swarupa Bhattacharya said, no, this is more important. This is not different from Krishna. So not only Swarupa Bhattacharya developed faith, but that faith was put into action. He showed his faith that Mahaprasad is not different from Krishna. It doesn't matter whether you have taken bath or brushed teeth or not. You can just eat it. I mean, we don't follow this regularly. We just eat it. That's the respect we should offer to Mahaprasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with him. He embraced him. And Swarupa Bhattacharya developed so much ecstatic symptoms and so much appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, developed love of Godhead. And henceforth, nobody heard from Swarupa Bhattacharya Sharirik Bhashya. Only they heard his bhakti. That is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberated Swarupa Bhattacharya. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Chaitanamrita ki, Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. Okay, we'll end here. Yeah, please. Mike.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama. Okay, now it's interesting that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered sannyas initiation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he was the Grihastha. Can you comment on that?
Sir, it would happen that time. What we understand as initiation is surrender to a spiritual master. But there is also initiation into an ashram. Sannyas initiation, changing your ashram from grihastha to sannyas. That's not necessarily the diksha we understand as surrendering to a spiritual master. This is, in Varnashram, one has to go from grihastha to sannyas. So somebody who is, even Vanapras would do that. Like a brahmachari, pandit, may do a marriage and put some brahmachari into a grihastha ashram. Do that, right? Pandits who do yajna, fire sacrifice, they may be brahmacharis and they are doing fire sacrifice. So two couples are getting married. So brahmachari is doing yajna to change brahmachari ashram to grihastha ashram for somebody, right? Are you with me? In the same way, Swarupa Bhattacharya, and here he was not actually giving sannyas from grihastha ashram, he was just doing the ceremony again and giving him a higher title. So this is more less than the issue. He's just giving him a higher title from Bharati to Saraswati. He was a teacher of all sannyasis, Swarupa Bhattacharya. All the new sannyasis of Shankaracharya's mutt, they would come and learn Vedanta from him. He was not an ordinary scholar, ordinary person. Okay? Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Bahut dhanyavaad.
Hare Krishna.
So, in the Brahma Samhita, says Andantarastham Paramanu Chayantarastham. Lord says, I am residing in every atoms. So where is the question of Maya? Everywhere lots.
Yeah. So just like there is light here. Close your eyes. You close your eyes, you see dark. But is there darkness in this room? Sati Pran. Hindi mein bolo. Ujala hai ujala. Aankh band kiya to andhera dikhta hai. Ab ye room mein andhera hai. To aapko kaise dikh gaya? Wo kyunki aankh band kiya. Usi tarah there is no maya, only Krishna. But when we close our eyes towards Krishna, we see maya. Maya means that which is not. वो जो नहीं है. मैं भगवान का सेवक हूं, लेकिन मैं सोचता हूं मैं लड़का हूं या मैं लड़की हूं या मैं बेटा हूं या पिता हूं या भारतीय हूं, ये जो नहीं है, लेकिन मैं सोचता हूं ये है, ये माया है. तो जैसा अंधेरा होता नहीं है, लेकिन जब हम आंख बंद करते हैं तो अंधेरे में आ जाते हैं. अंधेरा है नहीं, लेकिन हमने आंख बंद किया है. उसी तरह जब हम कृष्ण की तरफ आंख बंद कर देते हैं तो माया में आ जाते हैं. माया है नहीं, लेकिन हमने आंख बंद किया है, इसलिए हम माया में आ गए. तो भगवान हर जगह पे, माया कहीं नहीं है, लेकिन हम आंख बंद किया है, इसलिए हम माया में हैं. तो ऐसा है. ठीक है? नहीं नहीं ठीक है. एनी मोर क्वेश्चंस? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.